What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
Golly, what in the world? What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? It's Charles or Chuck. I'm lagging.
Everyone's off today. What up? It matter has. We're chilling. Well, actually, heated debate starting before the podcast fired up, but we'll get into that very shortly. Charles and I were in Atlanta last weekend. Had a great time at MomoCon, of course. Charles, why don't you tell the people what we're in for today for our Patreon topic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first off, if you guys enjoy the content, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And the best way to support us is, of course, through the Patreon. One of the topics we're going to go over, I mean, obviously all the tournaments that happened this weekend. So we're going to be going over all the different tournaments. Also, Multiverses just came out today. So we'll also be discussing that. If you guys have played Multiverses, let us know in the comments how you feel about the game. Yeah. Super excited to get into all of that.
Charles, what was your favorite part of MomoCon?
The Patreon content, we have a question. And I just didn't even say the Patreon content. But the question was, what characters do you think are similar in Smash Brothers? So,
like Deceptive.
Maybe something along the types of maybe archetypes or, you know, there's a lot of comparable things, right? So definitely an interesting topic. Thank you for asking any questions on the Patreon. That's also a different tier in the Patreon where you can ask questions and we'll go over them. So be sure to check that out. MomoCon was really fun. I mean, my favorite part about MomoCon is always just all the homies that go to it. I think, especially for commentators, a lot of the commentators that go for Smash are really close friends of ours. And it's always just good to hang out with them. Especially like Vicky, obviously Vicky commentates Apex and other games too. So we don't get to see Vicky at too much Smash events throughout the year. She still shows up to a decent amount of them, but it's really cool to see and hang out with like Vicky, Bam, you know, Smash Studios, PB&J and all that stuff. So really good time.
Are we also tiering our favorite players to watch in current Ultimate? Is that what we're doing in Patreon too? Is that correct? Or are we saving that?
I mean,
we can we'll see where it goes. Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Maybe see that this week. Maybe see it next week, chat. Only one way to find out. Subscribe to the Patreon, of course. Yeah, dude. MobileCon is, I think, like the... I don't know why it doesn't have more entrants. It has an awesome pop bonus. It's at an anime convention. Y'all nerds love that stuff. I don't even like anime, and I love going to MobileCon because it's a great tournament just for the... Like you said, Charles, the vibes. Maybe that is. Maybe we are biased because it's like a lot of our really good friends who are also casters get to go as well. Consistently every year, but that was like there was a moment like at the end, like after Sunday was over, it was kind of wrapping up, and Phil EE was like, when are we all gonna be at a tournament again together? Like, when is that gonna happen? We're like, the throne? I don't know, like, what the hell? Like, when is maybe Supernova, maybe if we can all make it? I don't know. But kind of like another topic or thing to talk about today would be, used to be the summer of Smash. Where the hell did everything go? What happened? looking like esports winner, not summer of Smash. What the heck?
Winter's carrying over, man.
Winter is coming, bro. It's like Game of Thrones winter. It lasts like 8 years, you know? Sucks. Yeah. Gavin, what's going on? Are you feeling better? You should tell people why you weren't at MomoCon. So many, you know how many times I got in commentary and I just got spammed? Like, oh, there's Haz. He's on the podcast. He'll tell me where Tweak is this weekend. All right, cool. I mean, I did. That was probably my mistake, but...
Yeah, I got really sick after Gommel. I'm like getting better. I don't know. It sucks that it's taking like a week or whatever, but I'm okay. I'm like just living my daily stuff as much as I can, like just as normal as possible. But yeah, I missed MomoCon sadly. I was like perfectly ready to go, and I just decided it was probably not smart to get people sick or something. But yeah, I restreamed top 8 and stuff. But yeah, like you said, it's been a little slow. I think the biggest thing too is that like so many things happened at once. So like, even if they were all super exciting, like you can only keep up with so much. So like NA, like splitting up all their tournaments, it always makes it a little difficult, I think. But at the same time, like some of these events, like they aren't like, it's not like Smash is their biggest focus. So it's just a coincidence sometimes. But yeah.
A typical follow-up question I would get is, I would say you're sick. And they're like, is he really though? I was like, yeah, and actually I know he is because I'm further in Paper Mario than you are, so you must have been sick if you weren't nobody in that game, so that's my go-to response on that.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking me about it, and I mean, I don't mind taking it slow. It's like a magical experience. Like, it's like, it's like one of those games where you're playing, you just can't believe it's like you're playing it, but the remake, that is. But yeah, I couldn't do much of anything. But yeah, I'm slowly getting back to my daily routine. Like, I'm still streaming, practicing. I've been back to, like, you know, working out and all that stuff. So I can pretty much do everything now. Still, like, super into Yu-Gi-Oh! Right now. But yeah, I'm thinking as of, like, today or so, like, I'm not going to be able to stop playing Paper Mario. So the magic is going to end sooner than I'd want it to, but...
Marcus, what's going on? We haven't heard from you a whole lot. What's going on? Chilling?
No, I'm kind of stressed. No, I am chilling for the most part, but I am kind of stressed. Psalm's first birthday is in 2 days. I guess when y'all are hearing this or watching this, if y'all watch it as it comes out, will be tomorrow for you. So it's on May 30th. And his birthday is, or his party is coming up on June 1st. I've never planned a first birthday party before. I never had a kid. So I'm just sitting here like, bro, what is this? Like, what do we got to do? And then me and my wife and I were talking about it. And we're like, we don't know what's going on. This is going to be awful. And like, all that good stuff. But I'm sure it's going to turn out great. And, like, honestly, he won't even remember it. And it's more for us than it is for him. Like,
yeah,
all those things. But I don't know. It's tough, man. I'm just like, bro, what do I do? Also, I see there's a lot of parents that listen in on the podcast. Because I see a lot of people comment on YouTube. And they're like, yeah, Marcus, I agree with you. Yeah, Pink, like, I feel you. I've been there before. So shout outs to the parents who are listening. Because... it can be tough to find time to do things you enjoy. So I appreciate that you take time to listen to us.
I assumed it was just our, like, average age listener, but just, like, guessing. Like, Marcus, don't worry. Hang in there. You got this. 19-year-old, like, PR player from, like, you know.
Like, some 14-year-old in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Marcus, you got this. All right, cool. It is weird. The podcast, like, and I'm sure you guys have experienced this, but I had it at the con, too, where people would, like, ask me questions about things that I forgot we brought up. And I'm like, holy shit, I forgot that we talked about that. Someone asked me about my car. And I was like, what the? I was like, I forgot we talked about that. And I think we only briefly mentioned it like one episode. So I don't know. It's like I'm sure Gavin gets this way more than any of the three of us like combined. But it's just like an interesting experience having people knowing, even though it's like a podcast we do for like, I don't know, 90 minutes once a week. People having that like slice of your life and then just like, I don't know, paying attention to it and like caring about it. Like, I'm sure people ask you about like your cats and stuff or whatever, Gavin, like whenever they say, I don't know. It's interesting.
There's little things that always feel like extra special for me. Like whenever I'm streaming, like, oh, like, are you feeling any better? Like I don't even have to mention it first. You know what I mean? Or like I'll be like shiny hunting and my chat will like know what I'm shiny hunting still. Like nice. Like small little moments like that I really appreciate. Like it just like it's cheesy, but it's like, okay, like damn, like maybe I do actually have like a little community over here on my stream. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Let's talk about MomoCon real quick. Highlights from the tournament. Marcus is asleep. Marcus got a good night of sleep. That's his favorite part of the tournament. I didn't. My man Jozzle getting second place. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it? Can, Ma?
Can we talk about Donkey Kong?
We can also talk about Donkey Kong. Absolutely. He's that nice. Beast Mode Paul Donkey Kong set was sick, dude. I was great. So happy.
Probably the best set in top 8.
I was saying that so like much. I was like, this is the best set they could have picked to start for sure.
Yeah. The top 8, like, in general was... I mean, I'm not a Sonic the Hedgehog fan at all, so, like, aside from that, I thought the top 8, like, for where we're at in Ultimate is... It was, like, pretty solid is how I felt. DK and Hero making top 8 is a W. Ken making top 8 is a W to me. Cole making top 8 is a W. And Marcus fell asleep.
There were some close moments too, for sure. I feel like Jazza just got so much momentum after, like, once he was in losers and started, like, winning some of the loser sets. Like, so Jazza getting to grand finals, I think, was the best chance of someone defeating Sonic the Hedgehog. But Rath just kind of cleaned it up. Because the interesting thing, too, is Jazza beat Rath at level up in, like, a game 5. And then their winner set was, like, kind of competitive, not really. Rath, like, cleans it up. And then it was, like, even more dominant for Rath and Grand. So, yeah, congrats to Rath. I mean, he was even saying, like, yeah, like, he's feeling good about it. Like, he was getting matchups that are, like, favored for him and all that stuff. So he's, like, you know, good head on his shoulders, just, like, ready for whatever happens. Like, if he's playing a good matchup, he knows what to do, blah, 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 blah. Like, just, you know, he's just ready to go. I liked where his head was at. It felt like he was just cool, calm, and collected, and, you know, all that.
He must have been pumped when he saw that Akazi and Akan beat Cola. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, you don't get much better matchups than that for Sonic. Like, he's just one of those characters that I think he might be Ken's worst matchup. Like, he's definitely way down there. If he isn't just straight up his worst, it's definitely one of his worst.
Yeah.
But like you said too, Gavin, I do appreciate you saying that Jazza did get the W at level up. And I said it on commentary. I think their lifetime is like 14-2 in favor of Rath. But yeah. Two of those wins came recently for Jazza. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's something to consider. It's like, they've been playing together forever. It's a horrible matchup. It's going to take Jazza a lot to catch up just in raw experience. Like, Rath has been a really good player for a really long time. And he's playing you in a favorable matchup for his character. That's like, not only is it favorable, but so many things go right for Sonic. Like, neutral's amazing. You can edgeguard and kill him. Combo games, like, infinite. It's wild. So, yeah, man, congrats to Rath. And I didn't get to watch any of the other tournaments going on this weekend, but Marcus, I know you checked out some other stuff. Would you Comic Palooza? Is that what it was called?
Oh, I was locked in. Yeah. Bro, I thought you were about to say Combo Breaker. I was like, I did watch a lot of Combo Breaker, but not for no Smash. What the heck? Like, I looked at the racket. I was like, oh, snap. There's a couple people here. Oh, Onin. All right, well, hey, let's lock in a W for Onin. Like, what the heck? It was kind of the same thing with MomoCon. Like, I felt like there was a little bit more competition toward, like, the earlier part. Like, Light was obviously there. That didn't go well for him. Cosmos also was there, and Cosmos lost to Light in losers. So that was tough. But once it hit top eight, man, I was like, oh, no, Cola has to play Akazia. Like, this is not good. And if Cola loses, then Rath probably wins. I watched the Cola wild set, and that was it. I saw him lose, and I was like, all right, well, we probably know what happens this event. But I did watch Comic Palooza. That was a crazy tournament. K. Rool was going foolish.
We got DK.
Yeah.
Good weekend, bro. Good weekend.
What was formerly, I didn't even know this, Lukewarm. I was like, bro, who is Lukewarm? This K. Rool crazy. And I locked in. I was like, oh, that was Kirby Kid.
Oh, it's Kirby Kid?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, how do we have an unknown K. Rool doing this? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that was crazy getting dubs. Louis Money, this was really funny. Louis was like, played him in losers because I think he lost to him in winners. Just went Rob. Quickest, the quickest set. It just went Rob. Like, fun cancel. Like, you're playing. That's what I always used to say about Rob. I was like, if somebody locks in a low tier and you just pick Rob, like, the fun is canceled immediately. Like, all right, GG's. It's over. So that was tough. Mute played phenomenally, which is funny because he tweeted something like,
I have to go and watch that.
Zero games dropped the entire event. He didn't drop a single game.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't drop a single game.
Mute is different sometimes. Yeah. A lot of the time.
Yeah. He tweeted, like, I didn't think I was feeling well or playing well, so I gave a little extra oomph. I'm like, you need to start feeling that way all the time. Like, zero games dropped is crazy. He had Louis was on I think he started Palu. Like, if you're watching, you can see he's on Rob game two. And then I think he went Sephiroth game three. Like, he was just trying stuff. But he also was probably like, all right, I mean, second's not even that bad. Like, he's probably like, mute. I mean, I just can't beat this mute right now. Sometimes it's like that. Like, you lock in, you plan your heart out, and you're just playing somebody who on that day, you realize I'm just not winning. Like a game or two into the set, you can fight and fight, but at some point you have this like, oh, this dude is just on something today, and like I don't know what to do to change that. I don't know if there's anything I can do to influence it. So it was a good watch, but that was the extent of my Smash Brothers watching this weekend, because I enjoyed a lot of fighting games. Man, Combo Breaker's lit.
It is. It's one of those, that is, I've said this many times this weekend, that is the only downside of Momo, is that we don't get to go to Combo Breaker, because they're always the same weekend. They always happen. So I've never been to a Combo Breaker. And speaking of Combo Breaker, I did want to give a shout out to TK, because he has worked very, very hard for a long time to try to branch out and to get into other fighting games and casting them, which I think we all know he'd do really well, do very, very well at, and he did. It was just cool seeing him getting props from people and thumbs up from people like Sejam and like Justin Wong on Twitter, and also just Twitter clips of like the Tekken official Twitter, like tweeting him out and stuff because he was casting, you know, Tekken World Tour stuff, which is really cool. So I had a note here to make sure that I give TK some props because he killed it. And it's just really good to see some hard work pay off for him. Because it's really hard. It's really hard to do that shit. It's really, really hard to cross into other commentary, into other platforms that successfully.
Let's go, TK.
Yeah, he went foolish. Like I had to give it up. I was like, dang, this is very good. Like, you seem like a natural at this. Like you've been casting Tekken for a very long time. So that was cool to see.
Hell yeah, dude. What else we got going on? All right, let's talk about what we were talking about before we went live. Gavin, what would it take to get you to play Multiverses? All right? The whole squad's playing except for you. My LeBron goes crazy.
Obviously. Wait, have you tried it?
Me?
Yeah.
I was in the lab today.
He was. He was. Marcus was
on Steam. Like, sending them to me. He's like, nice, dude. You KO'd 10 people off the top.
Then I said WIN because I knew you were playing LeBron.
I was playing LeBron. Yeah, check my Steam stats, baby. They're in there. I'm playing.
Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah. I mean, it has some soul. It has a little bit of soul. A little bit.
I just don't know. Like, I've been pretty disciplined with my Smash practice, and like, it would just be hard to find time with like how many like little hobbies I have going right now. If the game like lasts, like I can maybe try it, but I just don't expect it to.
No. Because then you'll say I'm so far behind, I can't catch up. Like, oh no.
No, I would never.
I don't think Gavin would ever say that.
See him saying that.
Except that one time he said it. No, I'm just kidding. He never said.
Yeah,
it.
That one time.
That one time.
Be like, it's not even about the game. It's not about the game surviving or not. It's more so about. People in my immediate circle keep playing it. Like it's not even about like the success of the game. It's more so about like that. Like if everyone in this call is playing it every day, it's going to be hard to avoid it. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah. Gavin said it's on y'all.
Or if like B is super interested, or if you know, like right now, like we're watching Void play it a little bit, like stuff like that. The more of that there is, the more likely it is for me to play it. But as of right now, I think I'm gonna be a little patient because, like, I mean, I don't want to play something for like a week. I just don't. Like, not again. Like, I can't.
What do you mean not again?
I don't know. There's like
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl,
like Nickelodeon and all that stuff. Like, so, and like, there's just a lot of options right now, I think. So I'm like a little passive with what I want to do, especially because there's going to be more Smash stuff. It's not going to be like right now, but we know about a new console and stuff. Like, I know that's going to happen. So like, I can be patient knowing that's happening, but then there's also Multiverses. There's Rivals too. And they all look relatively polished, and it's just, I don't want to be too impulsive and only play something for a little bit, but if something lasts, like I'll try it.
Yeah. Bro, you're not locking in Rivals.
it's hard to pick between Rivals and Multiverses. So I might just not play either. Like, I'm not super interested in either.
Rivals or Multiverses? Smash Ultimate.
Love yeah, that's me. Like, I'd rather just play Ultimate.
What the hell? Yeah. That game sucks.
It does, but...
What?
I love King Kong very much.
I still love Ultimate. We played a bunch this weekend, actually.
I love Ultimate, too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Ultimate's a really fun game. I just, like, the reason behind my mentality behind not competing in Ultimate is I just don't have the time to learn a whole nother meta, a whole nother game. Like, there's literally a dude running around sticking platforms everywhere. Like, that, yeah. That is a huge game changer. I feel like people don't realize how much a game change, a platform fighter changes when a character can create platforms at will. And it's the best, and they're the best character. I don't want to, like, in my brain, I can, like, look at the gameplay and be like, okay, general strategy, you want to do X, Y, and Z, but it's a whole nother thing to put it into muscle memory. It takes hours upon hours to transfer those theories and even put them in practice, put them into muscle memory. Like, that process just takes forever, and I don't have time to do it. And even if I did, I could spend it doing other things, right? And I still play Smash a lot, or maybe not a lot to other people's standards, but when I can play Smash, especially at events, I'll play with my friends and stuff. It's still fun. It's a great game.
Bro, wait. Let me look at this roster.
All right, bro.
You're telling me if you pulled up to an event right now and there were some multiverses setups and some Smash setups, you're not hopping on those multiverses setups?
For me, I don't play games anymore to compete. So no, I mean, like, it realistically comes down to what my friends are playing. What my friends are playing.
Boys are on each. Like, Gavin's like, bro, let's lock in and play some Smash. And Haz is like, bro, let's play this LeBron. Like, you're not locking in on multiverses? Like,
well, I'll just go with the person I like more.
Nice. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate that. I know multiverses doesn't have the roster that Ultimate does, right, but right. I do appreciate what you're saying. Actually, the real third answer is the three of us play Yu-Gi-Oh.
Me and Haz actually played a good amount of GOAT.
Dude, yeah. We played GOAT until I had a flight. I had to leave from Paris, and Light and I shared an Uber. And he's like, all right, I'll pick you up at 6 a.m. I was like, bet. Charles and I were up until 5 playing GOAT format. I was like, bro, what?
He was getting pissed at me for helping Haz out during, like, he was like, all right, let me challenge Haz, right? And then I was giving Haz advice because I don't know how much experience you have in GOAT.
Not a ton, yeah. It's pretty
good. Yeah, it clearly was like, okay, it seems that Haz has not, like, competed in GOAT tournaments or whatever, doesn't know a lot about the format. And then Phil was just like, hey, man, I'm not playing against you, all right? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right? Phil was getting mad. I tried to play MST for my hand, and he goes, what the fuck are you doing?
on Eastern.
I was like, that doesn't work. If the computer can't tell me I can't do something, I'd just be throwing things out there.
MST from the hand is insane.
That would be awesome, right? I thought it was a good play. Though. I think it would have been a good play.
Were they at MomoCon?
Oh, PBG. Yeah, shout out to PBG. That was my favorite booth at MomoCon. Yeah. I got to pick up a lot of some of the GOAT stuff that I needed. And then I'm also trying to get more, like, Edison cards.
We're going
to
build Edison.
They definitely had a lot. Yeah.
I'm ready to play either.
We go Edison. You know what?
I prefer Modern, but.
Modern gym.
Modern's expensive, though, bro. I'm not trying to get
it. It is expensive and spammy.
And they're like buffing and nerfing. Unbreakable bill. So yeah. I like that the formats are kind of settled in Edison and GOAT, right?
Yeah, especially Edison. Yes. I'm looking at the roster. I think I would play...
Multiverses?
For Multiverses. I think I would pick the Iron Giant.
Oh, absolutely God. Not.
The Iron
Giant. You would, but you would not have fun playing the game, I'll tell you that much.
That no, is not... No.
The Iron Giant.
I know I would cook people regardless.
No. I mean, no. Probably, but no.
Have you seen the movie? The Iron Giant?
As a kid, yeah.
Oh, man.
Bro, I don't even remember what happens in that movie.
Wait.
It's a great movie.
Hold on. Really good. Who are you locking in?
Do you want to pick your character, baby? We're live.
Bro, I'm telling you.
You play Jason?
I play Jason.
Let's lock in Jason. Yeah, of course.
W pick.
So, these are all your options. You still picking Jason?
She's definitely picking Jason. That's such a...
She doesn't even have to look at the rest of the roster.
I could also play Jason.
I was going to say, low-key, you could too, yeah.
I would just play a character she likes.
You play Gizmo.
I'd play Gizmo.
You go Gizmo.
I might lock in a Gizmo. Bro, honestly,
Gavin, you look like more like a rain dog type.
Absolutely not.
No way.
I could see if Gavin really sat down, he might actually play some LeBron, bro. LeBron got some.
So weird to play as just a real dude.
That's my wife. You don't want to be a real dude. I always like try to high level explain things to my wife, and I'm like, yeah. So this, like, I told her about it before. It's like, yeah, that game's coming out. It's like Smash, but it's for like Warner Brothers stuff. And I was like, yeah, like Batman's in it, like Arya from Game of Thrones. You know, people should know. She'd be like, oh, who are you gonna play as? I was like, LeBron James. She was
like, what? LeBron James from Looney Tunes.
Like, all these magical characters. I'm like, yeah, that's what I said. LeBron James. He's also magical. Dude, they're putting La Salsa in, Marcus. Did you see that? I don't know if it's
wait,
in already.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I don't know if that's like spoilers or something, but I'm pretty sure, unless it was like a mod or something, but I was like, that's it. It's over. And even his voice lines are unintentionally hilarious.
Why is there a costume where he's dressed as a cowboy sheriff?
All of them are referential. Like the, what was the, because he has the Robin one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goat,
bro,
dude.
LeBron.
He's hilarious.
Lit.
Boom. That's his down air.
That was a carry.
Down normal, yeah. That was a carry.
That was a carry.
You don't know ball, bro.
W-I-N.
He has a whole moveset, Gavin, where he has the ball. And then, like, if you shoot or pass it, you don't have the ball. He has different moves because obviously you don't have the ball anymore.
I love how he just edge guards you by, like, pushing
he
the ball.
Well, he passed, yeah. Passed, dude.
Yeah. But you can have, like, way too multiple. So, like, one could be bouncing and then you, like, hit him and
he's an infinite
one.
With dunks.
Bro
dude.
Got setups. Yeah. Bro got setups.
He does have setups. It reminds me of Belmont in a way. Like, that's where I was getting kind of. I was like, I was setting up the dunks at the ledge. I was like, all right, hold on. I was like, all right, now I'm feeling this.
Holy water.
Exactly.
Like, a big portion of my life is dedicated to, like, being a fan of the sport. And I still don't know if I could just play a real dude. And
it's so fucking funny. It is like, so funny, dude.
I just can't do it. Like, I think it's awesome, but like I can't.
Superman,
must
Tom
be
and Jerry,
fictional.
Rick and Morty, and LeBron. It's like, wait, what?
What if it's LeBron dressed up as a fictional character like Robin?
I think Tom and Jerry's cool. I think Harley Quinn's pretty cool. I think Iron Giant's cool, and I guess Joker and Jason. So I'd probably play between Iron Giant and Jason. Or
why do you like? What's up with you
lifestyle
with the biggest
really like
characters?
I play heavies. I literally just play. I do.
Ooh.
I just do.
Bruh, Jason.
I played Ren and Stimpy in Nickelodeon. Crazy. I'd be playing heavies.
You did play Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. They sucked.
They were pretty bad. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are gonna play JC because he's like he just confirms stuff off jab. He just be and then he just be like
jab, yeah. Teleport, baby.
He'd be just slam you. He'd be like, ooh, ooh. And
his command grab is so cool. It's so cool. It's bad, though. It's slow.
Same thing as Gizmo?
It's who?
No. Yeah, well, okay. All right, we'll have a movie night. We'll watch in Discord. We'll watch The Gremlins. It's a Christmas movie.
So
unexpected
what is
twist.
Where's Gizmo from?
Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins. So they are from the same universe.
They're the same species. Oh, so Gizmo, spoilers. Is a Mogwai, and there are many rules to Mogwais that you need to follow. Like, you can't get them wet, and you can't feed them after midnight specifically, and they can't be in the light, right? Bright lights. I don't like that. If you feed them after midnight, they turn into the evil version, which is a gremlin. And Chris is actually playing. Well, it's actually kind of a horror movie, which is crazy. These gremlins, man. They are a very weird. That's something we always talk about. Is what a weird addition to this game, the Gremlins. Like, what is it? Like, Gavin didn't even know what it was.
Is Marvin cool?
Marvin the Martian?
I was thinking about playing him. I think Marvin's cool. He's kind of a dork, but
I might lock in some Marvin, bro.
They say I think I'm going to, too.
He's like a super zoner.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's got, like, really weird tools, yeah.
Okay.
That is one thing about
so
the game.
Who would
I'll
I
say
play for my play style?
LeBron James.
One thing about
that's crazy.
Loki,
or Morty.
Morty.
This game, I don't know what it is, and maybe I'm just too like smash-pilled or something, but it doesn't feel as intuitive to pick up and do things. Is that, I don't know, you guys have played more than me. I'm very new. Like, this is like actually truly my first real day on the job at Multiverses, but it just feels
on the job.
Maybe because I don't have a GameCube controller to use. What?
You said on the job. I thought that was funny.
I'm clocking in, put the suit tie on. And LeBron, lock in LeBron. And it's not because I'm playing him, because I tried playing Shaggy at first too, and I was like, this just feels, I don't know how to describe it, but it just felt weird and different. And like when I played All-Star Brawl, like Nasby, it made sense. Like I could plug that in and like pretty much figure out what everyone did and whatever. I don't know if you feel what
I'm saying, Charles. People use GameCube controllers or what?
I use a pro controller.
Yeah, you can use a bunch of different controllers. It's for Steam, so if you can set up your Steam to read your GameCube controller.
If I can't use GameCube controller, I'm out.
Wait, huh?
Yeah, I'm out.
You can.
I'm pretty sure you can. I'm not.
It takes some time.
It's not the best way to play. I'm out.
Like, huh?
I don't think it's the best way to play Ultimate. So
yeah, it's
not. Whoa!
Yeah. You should be. I'm picking up both multiverses and a hitbox.
Can I be
biggest LeBron you've ever seen?
Can I be hella good with GameCube?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
We in there.
What?
All right. See you in multiverses tonight.
Ain't no way. He's gonna be playing Paper Mario and Yu-Gi-Oh. Ain't no way.
You're generous saying Paper Mario.
Dude, true. <yeah. laughs>
I'd be obsessed with Yu-Gi-Oh!
Bro, Gavin.
You missed out, dude. We had such a good GOAT session. We seriously played for like, everyone was just chilling.
I don't want to hear it. I'm so jealous.
You know the classic, like hanging out one hotel room after tournament? We were all doing that. Me and Charles and Phil, we're all just playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And everyone else was like chilling.
When am I going to get that chance again? Well, whenever it is, I hope y'all at least have Edison ready.
I want to work on that. That is my next, because a lot of my zombie cards for my deck are in the Edison build.
If I don't have to play GOAT format ever again, I'm down.
Edison, in my opinion,
I think GOAT's fun. GOAT. I don't know what you were doing, but I had a lot of fun playing GOAT with Charles.
Dude, well, we also used
part of it so fast.
We also used Phil's rule of like delinquent duels.
No, if we're playing, everything's allowed. Sorry.
See, yeah.
I mean, that's fine. I have delinquent. It just is super degenerate.
The staples are degenerate and GOAT. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Everything else is fine, but you can just
play
more staples and win.
We're evolving. We'll try them all out. I don't care.
Don't worry. At the throne, we'll have an Edison side.
Just play modern, dude. It's not bad. It's just staples like any other format, but it's just a little more complicated. That's all.
I think Edison's just
30 actions a turn. But yeah, I don't like that. The duel only lasts 2 turns.
Yes.
I don't like that. I am excited we could talk about the throne a little bit as well, by the way. Yeah, obviously, no major spoilers or anything, but I'm very happy that obviously, I mean, we talk about Momo for like the vibes and like how good it just is to be around all our friends and people who've been in the community for a long time. That's what I'm excited for with the throne. And I already see people excited to try to get voted in and all that stuff. If we do vote-ins again, who knows what the format of the tournament's going to be. Trying not to spoil anything. But I'm just really excited for that just because that was probably my favorite tournament last year. Like no bias. A part of it, I think, was just working really hard on something and seeing it like actually materialize in front of your face is very different than just showing up and casting. Right, Charles?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I mean, we put a ton of work into the throne. We're putting even more work into this one coming up. So Dude. Yeah, I'm really excited. We got to do some content for the throne as well. Just questions. We're just asking some players and some commentators some questions about the throne, so getting ready for our social media push and all that jazz. So yeah, I mean, all the things that we were thinking about, plus this throne, we have a lot more time to plan out. The first throne, let's just say we're cutting it close when it came to prep time, but this one, right from January or December, we were prepping. So yeah, I'm really excited. I think this tournament will have a lot more to offer, and it's going to be a good watch. So I'm really excited.
I'm pumped, dude. And that was the other thing. I mean, what is the next event all of us are going to be at? You know what I'm saying? Like, even on the podcast, or like, it's just crazy. It has to be. It has to be
coming up. Yeah, not a lot. I think the next big one is Smash Factor.
It has to be Supernova. Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's kind of crazy.
What the heck?
You'll be at Supernova.
I'll try multiverses.
He ain't trying it, bro.
He's
gonna hate it.
If I can set my controller up easily,
well, call B over, please. Ever help you out?
Don't worry, Gavin. There's no wave dashing. There's no wave dashing. We all know how much you hate wave dashing.
What? There is no wave dashing.
There is no wave dashing. That is kind of like an ultimate joke because there's no wave dashing ultimate.
Oh yeah, I mean.
But I've seen Gavin play Voldemort. He's nice with it.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
The game that shall not be named.
Project them, bro.
Oh, Voldemort.
Yeah.
I see. That's what. That's witty. I like that.
Dude,
I would never heard that?
Bro, no, Voldemort might be in multiverses.
Yeah, you can actually. That's what I thought he was saying.
No.
It's possible. Hey, let's lock anything. Hey, that's how I feel. Yeah. That's why, bro. That's why multiverse is a part of why I could be success.
My guy Tom Riddle. I'm playing.
Does Void use GameCube? Ooh, we read.
Does Void use GameCube?
No.
Does he, I think he uses PS4.
He uses PS4.
That's crazy. I don't know how.
He actually just said on his stream that he uses PS4.
I can't play anything Smash adjacent without GameCube.
But it feels so like it feels so much different than Smash, though.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
I will tell you right now, it is. Trust me. And the GameCube controller is so bad for your actual hands. Like, bro, the hand issues you have right now are probably from playing on a GameCube controller too much.
I'm already screwed. Might as well keep doing it.
Hey, sunken cost fallacy. Let's lock in.
Wait, what the fuck?
I have
double down.
I have.
Tell that to an alcoholic. I'm already screwed.
Right, get out of here, Gavin.
Wrong with multiverse and GameCube?
I don't know. I'm not gonna set it up because I've tried to set up my GameCube controller on other things and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
because it's not actually reading; it's reading it through another thing. Like, you don't just plug in your GameCube controllers in a USB controller.
Do you need the triggers for anything?
Use a Pro controller. That's what I'm using. It's a great controller. I almost switched from GameCube to Pro controller. I would be playing Smash on a Pro controller if it wasn't for the Wi-Fi interference.
Okay.
In real life,
I'll use Pro controller or something.
There you go.
If I want to play with B, I just don't know if we have like two controllers. If we're playing Smash, we just have our own GameCube controllers. But I don't know what to do if it wasn't.
You don't have two Pro controllers?
We actually might not, because she plays a lot of she mostly plays her Switch portably with just Joy-Cons.
What do you play on the keyboard and mouse? That'll feel normal.
Hitbox, baby. Everyone's got a hitbox.
You can just shark infinitely, by the way, in this game.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's fatigue. That's a thing. Oh, but you run out of dashes.
Right. This is new compared to the beta, but there's a dodge meter. And the best comparison that's super easy is if you play Street Fighter, it's exactly like Drive Gauge.
Oh.
Pretty hype.
Yeah, so it's like if you're comboing and you want to use your dodge, because before you would cancel your attacks with dodge and then cancel your dodge into attacks and you'd extend combos that way. But if you do it in this game, it costs more meter if you're, you know, hitting someone and then dodge cancel into an attack that costs like 3 meter. So it's like half your meter practically, because I think you only have 6 and stuff like that. So
the thing I'm happy about as a new player jumping in is that there's like single player content that I could just like mess around in and like actually like how do I use my moves, you know, like I don't even know what does up tilt do, you know what I'm saying, like what does it look like, or what's up, you know, like I'm just happy that exists and I can like
the in-game
earn rewards and crap while I instead of just sitting in the lab like there's a middle. That's how I learned. I played early Ultimate. I played a lot of the single player content just to mess around with my buttons and stuff. Didn't y'all played World of Light, right?
I've great mode. never open
I tried
that.
It.
I don't even know what happens when you open it.
I've beaten it several times on flights and stuff. I get bored on planes.
What's it called? Classic mode? Is that when you like fight everyone or whatever?
Yeah, like the 64
I've
style.
I've done that.
Yeah. I've
done that.
That's how you unlock characters for real.
But I'm not locking in no World of Light. That joint looks sleepy.
I thought it was awesome. I was one of the very few people who really like World of Light. I thought it was cool.
That's crazy.
Not a fan.
It was pretty below average.
I think the idea of like they want to capture every single character or like IP that they can in World of Light, and they did that through like modifying actual characters that exist. I thought that was neat. I thought it was cool. Did it need an 8-hour playthrough? Probably not.
Dude, did he just power up or something?
Jason? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has like a thing.
He gets evil. He's always evil.
There's no lead.
He gets like gray health, and yeah, he'd be teleporting, and he hits you. He'd be like jab, jab, teleport, and you just explode.
We've said jab, jab, teleport so many times.
Bro, because it's yeah, really yeah. It's really stupid.
Watch this right here. This is actual Tom and Jerry, where he's just holding the slingshot and aiming it at him. He's like, all right, come on. We just did an actual cartoon. See, we're all laughing. We're having a good time. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't think I would ever, like, I think this game could be very fun. I always say it's like the Fortnite of, like, platform fighters. Like, I'm not, like, Rivals is Rivals, right? And they have their IP, and it's like, you can tell it's a little more serious, and they have their characters, and it's lit. Bro, you don't know what can be on Multiverses. Like, you could look. That's why earlier you said Voldemort. I was like, honestly, hey, maybe we lock in some Voldemort for two patches from now or something. I don't know. You never know. Cause
that was an insane segue, by the way.
Well, they're doing like seasons and passes and themes, like villain theme right now. They could do like a magic theme. Like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of potential, is what I'll say. Out of the new ones, potential,
and they already have the single player stuff too. They could expand upon that as well. I mean, they got the battle pass, the shop. All it looks like low key. I opened the game. I was like, bro, is this Fortnite?
What the heck's
going on here?
Is the game free?
Yeah,
of course it is.
Well, free. You know,
you can buy skins. It's like the
and characters.
It's the classic format that is shown to have a ton of success, but we've never seen it applied to a platform fighter. So that,
which
to
we've
me,
always said,
yeah, would yeah, do really and well. I, right, exactly. Sorry. And to me, that's the exciting part about it. I think if they nail the more casual things, I'm not even really looking. I obviously want the competitive to be strong, but if you want this game to be successful, it's more. I think it's more leaning on the casual aspect and how the development team has casual content and how a casual player transitions into just like booting up the game first, seeing if they initially like it, if there's good enough tutorials and stuff, and making that transition phase really smooth to them just consistently playing the game. That's the most important thing. And I think they're doing a great job right now. I think the Rift is great. There's a tutorial right when you start, like a Rift tutorial. So I think they're on the right track. And then obviously they have the IP to back it up, right? They have this crazy IP that I think is even comparable to Nintendo.
It is. For sure.
It is for sure comparable to Nintendo's IP.
As someone who is basically casual to start, like, I don't know what I'm going to do with multiverses. I did appreciate all that shit in the beginning. It was very good. And it's a lot of stuff everyone asked for. We wanted battle passes and live updates to Smash. Like, we want skins for every character that are, like, kind of crazy. You can go, like, DLC skins. It's, like, a lot of stuff we asked for as Smash people is in here. Does it feel like Smash, though? Not really. Is that necessarily or inherently a terrible thing? No, it's not. It just is different. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
They had like specific banners for being at Evo or watching Evo too. Like there's so many cool things you can integrate with tournaments and all that jazz. Like I said, potench.
I guess that about, we can get into the Patreon content, I guess. Yep. Thank you everyone so much for watching. We'll see if I actually try multiverses or not.
You won't.
We'll see if I'm lying, but. Yeah, shouts to Jazzo getting second, Wrath getting first, shouts to DK getting top five. Good job to Chunky Kong.
Cola's inspirational speech.
Cola. Mute Ace winning.
Dude.
Onin one combo breaker, right?
Yeah. What is the Palu that like randomly shows up every now and then? Atreus. They got second because they beat Onin and winners. And then lost game five set one. And then got, I think, 3-0 the second set. So,
damn, pretty Palu.
Yeah, Palu going crazy.
This weekend. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show and the Patreon, as always. Thanks for supporting my streams. If anyone was there watching the top eight with me on all that stuff. And, we're going to get into some bonus content. Thank you so much. Have a good one.